Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to our buddy Bruce Levine. And he joins us now on The Score Hotline. Bruce, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm just going over this run differential in baseball, and you know, minus 79 for the White Sox has got me frozen in time. Where do you guys want to start today?
Let's start with Edward Elzeli. How do you fix him? What do you do now? Guy gave up another home run. I know it wasn't a blown save, but that's happened too often. And now he's a sixth inning pitcher, and he's still doing the same stuff.
Well, Iowa is beautiful this time of year. And I would say that if there are options left, and I imagine there might be, and I'm not saying it as punishment for Elzeli. I think he's trying his best, but everything is leaking over the plate, guys. So initially it was three sliders that he blew saves on. The last two have been fastballs. This one wasn't a save. It was, but they were games that they lost. Okay, and you're getting too much of the plate. You're seeing these pitches leak right over the middle of the plate, and that's not Elzeli. That's not his strength. So I would say a tune-up. You know, I don't think you can afford a tune-up at the major league level. So going to the minor leagues for a few weeks might not be a bad idea.
Big day for the Cubs. May 1st, Justin Steele will make a rehab start. If it goes well, Bruce, why wouldn't they pitch him Monday against the Padres?
Just if they decide the pitch count's not there yet, okay? So, you know, you want to probably get up to 75 pitches before you come back, and you want to pitch five innings in the major leagues. Again, I think, and you guys can correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think the criteria to come back from injury is different than it used to be. It used to be you wanted to be full bore and throw 100 pitches. I think now, if he can throw five innings and they figure 75 equals five, that they're going to bring you back here. I don't know if there's a rush to get him back, but the player also has a say. So when they deem themselves healthy enough to come back, you are, and they've been on the injured list for 15 days, you have to bring him back.
I'd bring him back. I'd be in a rush. I'd be in a hurry, wouldn't you?
The problem is, you know, how many games can you afford four pitchers, three or four pitchers? You know, they had two starts recently that were, you know, three-plus by Brown, and then you had four by Wisniewski. You can't afford more than a couple of those a week with the bullpens and the way they're structured now.
That goofy manager on the south side spoke yesterday and said something about moving Brad Keller into the starting rotation. That nut job. And I guess Clevinger's on the way. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to follow the path here. The plan was to get the young pitchers up and running. Didn't we talk about that? And part of what was going to happen was the young guys. Nestrini's back down. Is Cannon going back down when Clevinger comes up? I mean, has that plan been scuttled? And is it now about trying to find, I don't know what? And same thing with position players, right?
You found it.
I just don't know what they're doing in terms of developing a baseball team.
Mike, you found it out just like they did. It's 162 games. You need innings from your starting pitchers. Okay, the young guys can't always supply that. In the case of Crochet, you know, in the case of Soroka, they have limited them into the early 70s in these last two starts. So you can't, you are not going to get enough innings by young guys while you're developing them. They are being developed. They're not going to be overused. That's not going to serve the purpose for anybody. That's why you're seeing Keller, and that's why they re-signed Clevinger. That's why they're going to continue to look for veteran pitchers to be able to fill those innings up. Because, you know, when you win six games in a month, you know there's a lot of things that aren't going right. One of them is you can't overtax that bullpen. You won't have any bullpen guys left. So that is important. Look, I don't know any manager that's going to look good with the team that they have right now, okay? Pedro Grifol is going to wear it. Is he a perfect manager? No. Has he made mistakes? Yeah. Are the mistakes even more glaring because the White Sox have been so bad? I think that's right.
All right, Bruce, back to the Cubs in the closer situation. I saw your guy, Cade Horton, promoted to Iowa. He's on his way to Chicago, probably here by the All-Star break, like you predicted. Mm-hmm. But if the Cubs are in the market for a closer, how early is too early to start talking trade possibilities? And what prospects do you consider maybe or think they would consider untouchable?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's a little early, David, because it's May 1st. But you're right. It's not early for them to be thinking about their need. They definitely need a closer. They have a lot of moving parts with young guys that are pitching important innings. So developing a bullpen guy into a closer is probably not what they want to do. Brown, they've needed him for important innings. Wisniewski, they need him for important innings. I don't know which one you would we use as a closer. Who among the veteran pitchers is your choice right now? That's a tough one. I think they have good pitching. They just don't have it set up the way they need it right now, and a closer.
I thought it was going to be Neris, and then you watch that roller coaster.
That was shaky.
Yeah.
Mark Leiter Jr. doesn't sound like an answer either.
How's Merriweather
doing?
Yeah, it would be nice. He's a long way away.
Yeah.
It would be nice if you could make a trade. I think they have the inventory. I just don't know who's trading their closers right now in baseball. You know, some of the teams that have got off to such horrible starts, like Colorado and Houston and, you know, certainly Miami along with the White Sox. I don't know what they have to trade or if they want to trade this point in time.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thank you, buddy. Great catching
guys,
up.
Guys, have a great day.
Thanks, Bruce.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.